Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, Hillary is still coughing up tons of bullcrap and lies. Does she really need medical help? I think so. Also, Dictator Obama picks his first Muslim nominee to be a federal judge. His first, the nation's first. I'll try to later pronounce the guy's name. I mean, scary. Scary. Also, yesterday, 50 years ago, we boldly went where no man has gone before, and I'll explain what I mean by no man. Hillary's first press conference in 278 days, and not one question asked about the email scandal or the Clinton Foundation scandal. Like she's in pot off. And some of the questions she has made. Oh, also Bill Clinton. He's talking about how making what he said about making America great, what that really means. And with what that means, something else. Because he used the term, but I'll tell you what he says it means. And at what point in our nation's history, aka the Earth's history, did the climate not change? American Legion calls for the rescheduling of marijuana. Massive. Also, Jill Stein has a warrant out for arrest in North Dakota for vandalism, what she did and all kinds of other stuff. And welcome to the program that you're a part of. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Here we go, folks. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate is what's wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. That is Romans 12, 9, and 10. So thank you and welcome. And I'm going to quick do this because this is something that I'm going to do. A lady reached out to us on Facebook today, Natalie from Natalie's Second Chance Shelter. And they always, every year, should have a wolf. You know, like they had Woodstock, they had Wolfstock, and they'd have bands play, and they'd have all kinds of donated food, and all the money and everything went to help out this Second Chance Shelter. And she is an amazing, amazing lady, and she is in really close to closing her doors. She has 3,000 in vet bills, the food and all that stuff and everything, and she's asking for everyone who helps to help out. And it's something that I 110% support in, because this is what America was founded on. We didn't, you know, our forefathers didn't go, George Washington, can you help me build my house? I need some money. Can you go print me some? No. Everyone came together and everyone helped out and everyone did. You know, this nation was founded on people being there for each other and helping each other, and that's what it's about. And If you want to, the address is 10 South 16th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47905. The contact phone number is 765-742-2200. Or you can also go to the website, which is nataliesecondchance.org. You can donate money. She's looking for dry diamond chicken and rice, dog food. If you can donate money, hand sanitizer, pine salt, bleach, paper towels, disposable mops, trash bags, Caesar canned dog food, treats, diamond canned dog food, taste of the wild canned dog food, blankets, towels, you know, toys. That's kind of low priority, but like anything you can do to help out Natalie and her Second Chance Shelter, I urge you to do it, man. So it's a great cause, and it helps a lot of animals because so many people just, you know, they don't think about it. And because I've known several people that, oh, we're going to breed animals, and they start having dogs or cats, and next thing you know, they got 12 cats, and they can't get rid of any of them, and then they're stuck with them, and then they just have to give them up, and it's not cheap. I have a friend, that a sister that I used to know, that worked at the St. Anne Soup Kitchen, and I'm like, we saved a year or more, like a baguette. Like, we didn't use the baguettes twice. So, like, when the baguettes were done, we froze them, and we'd use some for croutons and stuff, but we ended up with them, and bread puddings, but we'd take all these baguettes. And, I'm not kidding you. I said, Sister Anne, how you doing? I got some bread for you. 300 and some baguettes. Okay. And guess what? Like a day and a half, they were used. So you may think, you know, anything you can do to help her out, she'll love you. But just know, you know, I'll probably stop by and give her some stuff and help her out. I've known her for a long time. But just an FYI, folks, where I live, if you're in Indiana, just this is just an update. Tornado warning in Tippecanoe County area till 9:45. Take shelter now. Check local media. So if this show kind of goes downhill real fast, me and my wife are taking shelter. But right now, we're getting this show on the road. And you know, it's like the fifth time I think I've done it when it's been like severe weather. But anywho. Thank you all for tuning in, and please really consider giving to Natalie's Second Chance Shelter. It really, she does a lot of great work. And as we move on to the world of current events, there are emails that have actually recently come out. If Hillary Clinton is... Her brother is Eric Holter. And I say that in a way because what was Eric Holter couldn't know anything about Fast and Furious because he'd be in trouble. But he had to know because he was running the whole thing. Same thing with Hillary. Hillary has to know that the C means classified. He has to know all these things. She was Secretary of State. She has to know what this stuff means. But she's in trouble if she does know. That's why I don't know. I don't know. What's an email? I don't know. Even I had to use 13 Blackberries, even though they destroyed like 11 Blackberries. But she said she only used one device. Only one device. You look at what Obama's done, what Hillary's done. I mean, it makes what Nixon did look like nothing, and they're getting away with it, and you know, who cares? You know, we need to have a woman in the White. I can't wait, because mark my words, next time around they're going to be saying we need a Muslim in the White House. Don't be discriminatory. Don't discriminate, man. You're racist because you don't want a Muslim. Well, we already had one, so that was Obama, so haha. But that's what they're going to try to say. We need to have a Muslim in the White House. Because we need to be multicultural. And he's not going to have a Christmas tree. I mean, seriously. It's scary. It really is. It really is. You know, all we've heard about Hillary is she upped her antihistamine. That's all. No, I think it's a lot worse than that. I mean, they could have at least been honest and said, hey, she had the flu or the cold, or she's told so many lies, she's coughing up the bull crap. Something. I mean, at least make up something. They didn't really make up anything. All she did was, well, I've increased my antihistamine. She's set good in hell. But what do you expect from people like John Kerry and others that we shouldn't be taking these Islamic extremist attacks and we shouldn't be talking about them on TV? Because that way the people won't know what's going on. And it'll be a better world. We can have all these beheadings, stuff going all around the world, but we won't talk about them. We won't report them. And if we don't report them, it doesn't exist. You know, you may go to like a South Carolina and there may be a million cats or dogs killed every year. But if you don't report about them, they really didn't die. I don't get their logic. I don't get it. Let's put America in the dark. So if they don't know what... Yeah, they want to put us in the dark because they don't want to know how screwed we are. They're just going to keep taking your money and screwing you over, and you're going to be like, well, wait a minute here. You know, they don't want an educated person. They want to have those people that show up on the TV show that, like, so you support Hillary Clinton? Yes, I do. Well, they actually did this. This is hilarious. They had, like, people that they went around and they asked these people six questions, like, who said this? Who did this? Who wore a $12,000 Armani suit and said that she understands what the American people are going through? Guess who that was? Hillary Rodham Clinton. Most people picked Trump. And they went through all these things and said, how would you feel if we told you that every answer was Hillary Clinton? They didn't know what to do. Like, Because either they don't watch the news or the news ain't telling them the truth. So you gotta leave it up to people like me to tell you the truth about dictator Obama. It's just scary because these emails keep coming out and coming out and coming out and coming out, and you know, and the media doesn't even talk about it. Why would they? Because they're paid off. Anywho, I don't get it. But anyway, it's just, I'm speechless right now. You know, I mean, because I care about my wife. And I care about my life and my family. I want to know. I want to have a media that pays attention. So it's just one of those things. You know, it's just one of those things. That, you know, that keeps you speechless. It makes you go, what the heck? So, you know, it's just one of, I don't know. I'm just kind of speechless right now, really. Because, I mean, I never thought I would have a media that didn't, that was like, paid off. Okay. You know, I'm just kind of right now speechless because I never thought. So it's one of those things, as you know, as I'm just sitting here thinking, like, and there's some pause in my show because I'm thinking. Okay. I never would have thought the media would be paid for, that like I would have to question what the media You know, I thought they were honest. I thought there was media out there. No, they don't care. It's been 278 days since Hillary's had a press conference, but you know what? We're not going to talk about the email scandal or the Clinton Foundation scandal. You know, Trump is basically supported by the Islamic State and vice versa. You know, we're not going to question her. We're not going to drill her about her problems or what's going on with her. God forbid. But that's just how it is, you know. That's the media of today. That's the unbiased media. Because the media is unbiased, folks. Wow. As I can hear on the roof of the building, it is pretty scary outside. And I'm inside, so I'm doing pretty good. But, wow. It's just, I don't get it. Because Hillary now... Because, see, and this is one other thing I want to get into, because there's this, like, at this town hall that I had in New York, I guess it looked like Hillary had an earpiece in, which I'm sure she did. I thought they all did, you know, where they would get communique from the people, okay, you know, we got, like, 10 minutes left, or, you know, like, especially when they did national debates, I thought they wore them so they could say, okay, we're going to commercial in 10 minutes or 5 minutes, okay, you know, and that how they could communicate in their ear what's going on and how much time they have or whatever. You know, but I guess they don't, you know, and that does not surprise me in the least that she had something like that. I'm sure she's having people tell her what to say and put stuff in her ear. She can't, she has to, she doesn't know what to see meant classified. How can she be running for president? How can someone run for president if they can't even identify that an email is classified? Letting you think about that for a second, you know, but it's just one of those things. I don't get this. I don't know. I don't know what that meant. I didn't know what that meant. Really? You didn't know what that meant? No, you knew what it meant. You'd be in trouble if you did. That's what you can't know. I can't know what's going on. I'm going to run for president, but I don't know anything. Oh, I didn't know that the nuclear launch codes were classified. Oh, I handed those out. It's scary. But that's how she is. I don't know. I didn't know that. No, she's like Eric Holter. She has to know. But if she does, she's in trouble. But don't worry, because anyone trying to investigate her is going to get killed anyways. You know, I wouldn't investigate her unless I was guaranteed to only have like 3 days left to live. Wow. There was an interview that Trump did recently. Like, that was with Larry King Live. He does a podcast now, and of course Trump was on that. And they aired it on Russian TV. RT. The Russian television. He didn't know it was going to be on there. They didn't tell any of his people. And now they're trying to act like, well, here he is. He's on Russian TV. He's in with Putin. He's all this. Really? Putin? Well, he worked with Putin to release the emails. Who cares who released the emails? The emails proved that the DNC worked with to ensure that Hillary got the nomination. Yeah, oops. Yep, and that's how it is. No one cares. Everyone's worried about who hacked the emails. No, the emails prove that Hillary... See, but if Trump would have ensured he got the nomination, or the DNC, if the RNC did that, they wouldn't be saying, they'd be saying, look at what the email showed. But now that the shoe's on the other foot, they're like, well, let's see who hacked the emails, Mr. Trump Russian guy that's in bed with Putin to take over the world. But if these emails were about the RNC helping Trump get the nomination, they'd be the other. They'd be like, well, look at what this email showed. This email proves that the RNC helped Trump. It's amazing how they switch what they want to believe or say about a story. There's two sides to every story.
His side, her side, and the truth.
Yep, exactly. As my wife said, her side, his side, and the truth. You know, I never thought we would live in this. I mean, that's why I tell people. I watch The Blaze, and I watch InfoWars, and I watch, you know, and I try to get, you know, Fox, and I watch a bunch of different organizations, the Young Turks, and I listen to Rush Limbaugh when I can. And the reason why is because I want to get, okay, what can I ascertain out of all this? Well, they didn't talk about this. Well, they did. Well, they didn't talk about that. It's just one of those things. And it's just crazy. But, you know, that's why we have America. You know, America is founded on the truth and people being there for each other. That's why I go out of my way for, like, Natalie's Second Chance Shelter. Because that's what we're supposed to do, help our sisters and brothers and our neighbors. You know, what did Kennedy say? Ask not what you can do for your country, but what your country can do for you. No, ask what don't ask what your country can do. Ask what you can do. Don't ask what the government can do to help Natalie. Ask how we can come together and help her out. You know, I can't believe that there's people that, Obama got elected a second term because he is so great and all this. I'm like, oh, Lord. You know, like, I'll watch some of these things with Hillary just because I have to, because I want to know what she says. But at the same time, it makes me want to vomit hearing her. I mean, it's getting to the point now. I can't watch Obama. It just makes me sick. You know, when you have to sit there and say, hey, buddy, you're getting a lot of flack. Where's your American flag pin? I'd rather have had Obama have a suit that was an American flag suit and have him say, well, yeah, your patriotism is almost too much. Someone could say you're desecrating the flag by having a suit that looks like a flag. We love your patriotism, but yeah, you know, I'd rather have that than, you know, him standing with Kaepernick, like the coach of the U.S. hockey team. He goes, anyone doesn't stand up during the national anthem on my team, they won't even be getting off the bench. Amen. You know, I got to wear a shirt that has Fidel Castro on it because, you know, I'm boycotting. Hard on me. I'm boycotting America because it is so, it brings the black man down, you know. Because what did Bill Clinton say? Make America great. What does that stand for? Bill Clinton said this. We need to make America great. Basically means bring the white man up and the black man down. We're going to keep the black man down by keeping the white man. And the white man's going to first and the black man. And it's racist that he's using that terminology. But see, I went with Peabody and Sherman and went into the Wayback Machine. And Bill Clinton actually used, we need to come together and make America great again. He used that several times. Oh, but now it's racist. Now it means that you want to bring the white man and make him great. And now that's the Democratic Party that wants to make the white man great. And because what have they done for the black people? What has the Democratic Party done for the black people? Look at South Chicago. Look at how decrepit those areas are. There's no whites. There's no Tea Party members. There's no Republicans anywhere. It reminds me of, I gotta edit some of it because of the wording, but when Carlos Mencia did his Not for the Easily Offended, and he goes, The white man will go to the most dangerous part of the world, stick his finger up the butthole of some deadly animal that could kill him instantly and have no problem with it. But you take him to Compton or you take him to South Chicago, I'm not going there. Those people are crazy. They might shoot you. You won't, like this black guy goes, there's no, show me your white Tea Party Republican. There ain't no one. You'd have to go 60 miles to find a white man. But look at how decrepit this is. I'm not saying Republicans are any better, but Democrats aren't doing anything to help us. And the senator, he owns property here just enough to be in the district. He don't live here. He just owns enough to where he can claim this district. That's it. Oh, but making America great, that's racist, even though Bill Clinton used it. It's racist for Trump to say that we need to build a wall, but Hillary Clinton's talked about it. Bill Clinton's talked about it. Not necessarily as Hillary, more like a fence, because Hillary's going to raise all this money to put up a fence between here and Mexico, but she doesn't want a wall because she wants to take 90% of the money that would go towards that and put it in her own pocketbook, so she'd only want to put up a fence. Yeah. I wouldn't want to give her money to buy stuff for my wedding because I'd expect some really nice tent for an outdoor wedding and stuff to have the reception, you know, and then I'd have something with holes and everything. Well, I thought I told you to buy this tent. Well, yeah, that's like $5,000. Well, yeah, that's why I gave you $5,000. This one was only $250. I'm like, well, where's the other money? Oh, I kept it. There's a fee. That's Hillary Clinton. You know, she's too cheap to build a wall. She wants to build a fence and keep half the money she gets. But it's the double standard. It is a total double standard. Well, you know, as you all know, you know, making America great, you know, that what that really refers to, you people that would never look at my old videos, that refers to saying, you know, I'm basically, what Trump is really saying is he wants to bring the white man up and the black man down. Well, then what about that email that Nancy Pelosi sent out to the Black Lives Matter, to the Democrats, basically saying, don't concede the blacks, don't help them, don't do anything. Let's hope this Black Lives Matter just kind of goes under the table. Hoping you slip it in. We're not going to do anything. Pardon me. And we're not going to help. We're not going to do anything. You can do a little town hall, but don't guarantee anything. Don't say you're going to do anything. Don't give them any policy you're going to enact. Don't do anything. There you go. There you go. Proof right there that they don't care about the black people. They don't want to help them. They don't want to do anything. But then the Black Lives Matter movement's a fraud anyways, because because you don't see them helping the people in Louisiana. You don't see them concerned about the 404 blacks that are killed in Chicago by other blacks. All they're concerned about is the half, a 16th of a percent of the white cops that kill a black person, and 90% of them are justified. And in some cases, there's a black person involved that was a cop. Wow, I don't know if you can get that on my mic, but it is really coming down, and lightning and everything else. And I just want to quick switch topics because we got severe storms coming through here. I've been like within probably 200 feet maybe of lightning hitting. When you talk about jumping 20 feet in the air, I piss my pants. It's no fun. But, you know, I'm sitting there and we're doing a catering one time, and I'm rolling this catering cart, and it's lightning and everything and thunder, and not really rain. Oh, it's raining, yeah. Not that heavy, but more thunder and lightning than rain. And I'm like, oh, way to go. We're human lightning rods. Because it was a wedding we did. And I'm like, they're gonna be married forever. What do you say to that? Well, it's always, they say if you can deal with rain on your wedding day, you can handle anything. So it's just, you know, I'm just wondering if she can hear that, but pretty crazy, you know, what God does, man. That's him taking selfies. Yeah, that's how it goes. And I have people that I work with, and I've known some people that, as I move on, folks, that say that one guy's like, well, going off about global warming and all this stuff, and, you know, I support protecting the earth. I support recycling and stuff when it gets recycled. As if you watch the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Channels, Market Watch, and they put tags on these cups, and 90% of them, like Starbucks and Tim Hortons and all this, they don't even get recycled. They just get thrown in the regular trash. And they're like, oh, it's, you know, and I support recycling if it really gets done, but I, you know, the only recycling I think that really gets done is if it's anything worthwhile, like if it's copper, they probably recycle it to try to get money out of it. But, well, we need the rest. You don't believe in global warming, Amy? And they go off, and I'm like, well, at what point in our Earth's history did climate not change? When I was in history, we studied about how there were times when the Earth was very, very hot, warmer than it is, and when it was very, very cold. But just look at Al Gore and how many millions he's making off of global warming and tell me it's real. It's not. I watched a special, and I've said this, is like 2 years ago I said this, where they did core sample drilling. And what they do is they take these pipes and they drill core samples so they can see what's in the earth, see what's going on. And it was not about global warming, nothing. But when they were done, they found out that at points in our nation's history and our Earth's history, the North and South Poles were water. Well, they're melting. The North and South Poles are melting. We got to do something. Well, there's proof in our nation, in our Earth's history, that the North and South Poles were all water. But global warming is real, folks. It's a scam. All they want to do is get money out of your butt. They don't care. All they want to do is get money out of you. It's just amazing how stuff happens and how there's two sides to every story. And when you look at the stories, you know, it's amazing how, like, oh, well, they can show all this proof of this, but then you can sit there and say, okay, well, then show me when the Earth and the Earth's history that it didn't change. To me, global warming is just like all the other BS that the media tries to push on you. You know, I don't trust the media. That's why I listen to many different news, and a lot of them are independent. And I, this is what I got from here, and this is what I got from here, and this is what I got from here. And from there, we're going to make it work, okay? Because this is what I see, you know. This is what I see. This is what I get. This is what I notice. You know. And that's what I do. I don't just watch one news source. I try to gauge from a lot of different things and get my own view, my own opinion of it. Well, Mike Pence has released 10 years of tax returns. And I guess it's putting more pressure on Donald Trump to release his last 10 years of tax returns. But guess what, folks? You don't have to release your tax returns. There's no law that says he has to. Oh, he's hiding something because he's not. Well, where's Barack Obama's birth records and medical records and all this stuff, the real crap? You know, who cares? You don't have to release your tax returns. There's no law that says you have to. But some people have a hair up their butt because they got nothing on Trump. So they have to make up some bull crap. Well, he hasn't turned over his tax returns. I'm going to see Hillary's. That's a tornado sound. Hi, folks. I am ending the conversation. We have a tornado siren going right now. So God bless us. Please keep us in your prayers. We're taking cover. Bye.